Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
Oh, I just thought there got to be for somebody who's Spanish, but I guess I got to try my English skill.
Oh, my apologies. But we do have Spanish representatives, though. But if you need assistance, I can help.
Well, hopefully you can help me out with that. Listen, I'm trying to log in my email, but for some reason, they're not coming out. Yeah, I tried to do it, and anything happened. I don't know what happened yet.
Are you trying to log into your dashboard? Is that what you're doing?
That is correct.
Yeah. Well, no worries. Let me pull up your account first, and I can go ahead and take a look. Can I get your business phone number?
It's 973-229-4125.
Okay, and your first and last name?
My name is Juan, and the last name is Concepcion.
All right, and your business name?
JJ Air Plus.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me take a look. Okay, so when you're trying to... Yep, my name is Catherine.
Catherine, I got a couple of questions before you hang up on me.
Oh, sure. Not a problem. I'll be happy to assist you with all your queries. But first, I would like to, of course, address the concern that you have regarding this logging in to your Local Splash dashboard. So I wanted to check, whenever you log into your Local Splash dashboard, you're typing in your username as your email.
You want me to do that now?
No. I'm actually just checking what you are actually putting in, you know, what detail you're putting in terms of, I would say, accessing your dashboard.
Yeah.
Is it a email?
What I normally do is that I have everything at, in there that I want to put in my face on it.
Yeah.
And there, my phone number, that'll click in, and not a problem. And then go to my dashboard for some reason. And don't do it anymore. They ask me for my username and for my password.
Yes, that's correct.
And my password, and it still don't go through.
I understand. Well, you don't have to worry. I'm thinking you're just putting in different, data on the username and the password. The username is actually your business phone number. And, of course, the password that you can remember. But do you remember the password you've set?
The password I push, I write it down. It's write it down downstairs. I got it. But the password, I have it, and I can do it again.
Okay.
Anytime.
Yeah,
it's not opening.
But please say, though, the username is your business phone number, not your email. So you could give it a try. Log into your dashboard when it's asking for a username. Type in your business phone number, password, the password that you remember, and see if it's going through.
So,
are you able to do it now?
Let me see. I gotta go downstairs to go downstairs to get all my stuff and
see.
I'll open it and I gotta put in my username. You say you want me to put out username?
Yeah, for the username, that should be your business phone number, which is 973-229-4125.
Oh, this is let me see because maybe I do something wrong.
That's okay. Not a problem.
Let me see. Let me double check just to make sure.
Okay.
I know they don't recommend it to write it down, but it didn't. As I have in here, I say, username, I have Wambo 07 801 at Gmail.
Oh, no, not that username. If you're logging into your Local Splash dashboard, then that should be your business phone number. Again, that's the 973-229-4125 for your username.
Okay, you want me to just put it in there, see what happens?
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Okay. And what I have to password? Coco1119?
Unfortunately, we don't have a record of your password because you might have updated or changed it. So just type in there the password that you can remember. Anyway, if it's not going through, just let me know. We can always reset the password.
Okay. Okay. Let me write down another password. Okay. Let me
sure.
do that. Okay. Okay. I just put it in.
That's all right, thank you, Drew.
I want to see it right now. Let me go in and see what happened. No, it's saying Bali. Invalid credential, please try it again.
Okay. Now, I would just ask for your permission then. Is it okay if I go ahead and reset your credentials? Is that okay?
Yeah.
So you'll be given a new password, though the username will still stay the same.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and generate.
So delete this one?
No, not really, Billy. Hold on. I'm going to generate a new password for your business, I mean, for your local slash dashboard. You will be getting an email and an SMS about it, giving you your login credentials, username, and password.
Okay, you just want to send them in right now?
Yep, I'm working on it right now, yes.
Okay. Okay, they've been reset. Okay, hold on for a second. I want to put it out again.
Mm-hmm, sure.
No, it didn't went through. It went through.
Did it
remember
go through?
Forgot password. No. Let me see if you got that. No, it's invalid credential password.
Hold on.
Please.
You're going to the dashboard, right? And then you...
I'm on the dashboard right now. You sending me an email. I use my username as my phone number and then put my password, but they don't open it.
And your password is SEO money?
No, the password I put it in, it was Juanbo30.
No, type in SEO money. We reset your password, so it should have a new password, which is C money. Oh, I'm sorry, SEO money. We sent that to you by text as well.
They
can
say,
in
here, what I said, well, they say login underneath, they remember me.
No, don't reset the password. We are resetting the password in our system. So with us resetting the password, we will auto-generate a new password for you. So please look into your text message. We sent you your new password.
Okay, I see what you say. You have to go look in there. Okay, look at one your password has been reset. What am I wanna do in there?
Yes. Take a look, it says your password has been reset. Username, you'll see the number, your phone number, and then password SEO.
Yes.
So if you are to log into your local /dashboard, use that credentials. If you're being asked for the username, type in your business phone number. If you're being asked for password, type in SEO money.
Okay, I see what you say. So my password is what the one says SEO money, and see what happens.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, let me do that. I did something wrong then. Bear with me.
No, it's totally okay. Not a problem.
Just bear with me. All right. Let me use... okay, I want to say we started already. My baby.
Did it go through?
It's going to let you know in the 1 minute. I'm going to put it in now. Because, let me look for you. I'm slow, man.
It's okay, not a problem. Just let me know. I will make sure to stay on the line and help you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to put it back. Okay, I put it in. You want me to log in?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
The invalid credential password, try it again. I don't know why.
Even if you typed in SEO money?
Yeah, I did. That's what I did. All regular, no capital letters. Everything regular.
Yeah, that's correct.
Maybe I can do it again, see what happens. Maybe I did something wrong, right? Because I know how I have everything right. And 1 year, we just have. But let me put it one more time, see what happens. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
No, for some reason, not even with the one you tell me, not even with this one, want to go.
So now can you send me a screenshot of what you are actually seeing? Or at least, yeah, send me a screenshot of where you're trying to log in.
Okay.
You can send it to us via text to this phone number.
Let me see. Let me see how they do that.
Sure.
I just send it to you.
Yeah, you can send it via text.
I did.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much. Let me take a look.
Now, in the meantime, I want to ask a question.
Sure.
Maybe now you're on the line. Why people calling me to find they look for me for look for job, not to give me a job. They, like yesterday, somebody called me. For some reason. In reality, I don't think Locust Club been promoting my business. I don't think they do. If you look at it a little bit for me, I know it's a lot of information that I give you to you right now. If you can help me out with that a little bit.
Sure.
I don't think they promoted my business. I don't think so.
Well, we would be able to take a look at that. Don't worry, I'll go ahead and check. Now, before anything else as well, in terms of logging into your dashboard, please do not put a space in between 3 and 2. No spaces for your business phone number. I see how you're putting space after 973. Can you not put any space?
No, okay, I can do that, no problem. You want me to do it again and do the
yes.
Okay.
Same password, SEO money.
Okay. Okay. Let's do it again. I'm going to delete the one I had before, and I'll put the one you sent it to me, see what happens.
Okay, make sure there are no spaces for both the username and the password.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, I'm gonna try it against you.
Sure.
They said update your password now in the bottom part. Was that yes?
Yes. Yes, go ahead and update because we just reset it. So all you need to do is to update after you've logged in, update it, and then
I did put a password and they're coming back as an empty username password on the top of it. Do you think I have to put it again?
Sure, go ahead.
A little bit weird situation, to be honest with you.
I know, I totally get your point. Yeah.
Look like a comment, and I want to log in and see what happened now again.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
No, anything happened. I don't think anything happened. It'll come
really
in the way
weird,
you're telling
though.
Me. And they're really...
Yeah,
the
can
way
you try to
me.
Open? Yeah, can you try to, like, reload the whole page and enter your username and password? The one that we reset it to? Just reload the whole
like
page. Refresh.
Okay, let's see. See, now what I come up in here, I forgot password and username, and then submit.
No, just type it. Just type both username and password. Don't click on anything else.
What I say, forgot password, don't do anything, and username, don't do anything?
No, what I mean is just type in your regular username and password. It's going to ask for username and password, right? And then Bill is going to say forgot password. Do not click on anything. Just type in your username and password as is. Make sure no spaces are in there.
Yeah. The only reason I'm telling you because it's coming a little bit different now is that when you try to log in and then I say forget password, but I don't forget the password. The username we want is working on it. And that's a submit and close. What do I do with that situation?
Can you send me a screenshot too?
Sure. Do you receive it? Let me know.
Sure. Let me take a look. Yes, I've received it. I'm going to go ahead and check.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think you sent me the correct screenshot. It's not a screenshot that you're sending me. It's the link to your password. I mean, it's the link to your, I would say, slash dashboard. I'm thinking you're in the home page.
I just sent them in. They said local splash. You don't see anything in there?
No. What I mean is you sent me a screenshot. Right? But you sent me a link, not a screenshot. You sent me a link to your dashboard. Can you try to review? It's the homepage of your dashboard that you sent me to.
I'm trying, but for some reason, they don't let me do it. When I try to do it, this is coming out. It's coming out right back, right there. And they say, username, password. I wish I can do that. Let me see. I'll try one more time. I'm trying to reset it again. It bring me to where it say username and password right away. And the bottom part, I have my phone number that I want to try to put it in the username. It'll show up in there. It'll show up in the top. And now they wanted me to write it down again for some reason.
Mhm.
I'm sorry, I take all your time and then.
It's okay. No, it's totally understandable.
It's just a lot of frustration for me. You know what I mean?
Juan. You don't need to explain it. It's really understandable. Sometimes things in the internet doesn't really, at some point doesn't really make sense, or sometimes it actually confuses a lot of people. But yes, this is why we're here, to further assist you. So. Don't worry. Let's give it another try, and let's see if it goes through.
Okay. Okay, one more time. Nah, it don't want to work. It don't want to work. For some reason, it don't want to work.
That's really weird, though. Let's go over your other questions then, and then let's get back to trying to log into your account after we've addressed the rest of your concerns. Is that okay?
Yeah. My question I had before, I don't think they promoted my business in Google, to be honest with you. In the beginning, when I started to work with one of the head guy, Hispanic, one of the head guy, Hispanic guy, I forgot his name. He's from Mexico. And, he tried to help me out a lot, but just, since then, I wasn't able to speak to him anymore. And, I don't see my business in, Google anymore. If I see, I see it all the way in the bottom part. And I don't know if it's just because I don't know, to be honest with you. Don't know.
It's okay.
I don't know. And believe me, I'm trying to pay my due every month. Like this month, I have a little problem. But today, they was able, as Oracle Cloud was able to take it out, you know, the 249. Not a problem. I just want to see if I can see my business a little bit more. You know what I mean? A little bit more. That I like advertising a little bit, if it's possible.
Yes, that's going to be a really good move. Actually, as far as what I do see here on your dashboard, and I think there must be, or this is going to be a must for you to be able to check on your dashboard, because your dashboard gives us really good numbers. It's giving us hundreds of profile actions. We are also getting, you know, I would say searches. You're being pulled up with or by a lot of potential clients, which means that you're very visible in your local area because clients are able to see your Google business profile. That's one thing. Now, what we are going to do out here is we will go ahead and schedule, or not really schedule, we'll go ahead and optimize your business more, okay? So what's going to happen is, of course, after optimization, results would also start to come in, and of course, we get to have more traction for your business. What I would recommend as well, one, is for you to run some ads, like I would say Google ads or Facebook ads, because these ads are very, very helpful in optimizing your business and also in getting a very dominant online presence. These ads goes all the way to the top of the Google search results page and the map section, regardless of the ranking.
Okay. Yeah.
That might be an option. I'm not saying you have to do it, but that might be something you would want to consider because that's really helpful in terms of promoting your business. If you're really looking for a really good number of results, that would be the best suggestion I could actually provide you, running some ads.
Yeah. It's good to do it. And financially, I'm in the position to do that anytime soon, to be honest with you.
Financially. Okay.
I'm going to try to pay my due because I need to have something in Google. You know what I mean? I just don't want to be completely empty. If people can see my page. I just wanted to lose a spot. They can see me a little bit more. That's the only thing I'm asking.
Of course. Yeah, sure. That's why we will be creating posts to create more traction and, of course, optimize your business. What I would recommend you do for the meantime is to send us pictures of your completed work and, of course, to continue gaining reviews because both pictures and reviews are going to help us a lot in keeping your business highly optimized in the Google search results page. So send us pictures and reviews. We'll take care of the optimization. That's what we're going to do for your business.
Okay. Okay. Beside the stuff, you maybe can send me something right now, see if I can able to open it, like some kind of email.
Oh, sure.
But maybe I'll open it now.
What do you mean email? Oh, like the dashboard, you want to try to check it out?
To open it. If something come up, if I had it, maybe open it up. I don't know. Just try to do something.
Okay. I'll send you an email right now. It should say login credentials to your advanced reporting. So on that email, you would be seeing there a link to your local / dashboard. Click on the link and provide the same username and password provided on the email. Again, make sure that you don't put spaces in between each number or letters. Just keep it as is.
No space at all in anything. Not even in the.
Yes, that's correct. Both username and password should not have spaces. And we've sent it to the email address on file already, which is 1BO07801@gmail.com.
Okay. Luego. Okay, let me see now. It'll come something in here where I say locus plan, plan dashboard, walk through.
Mm-hmm.
And then say click it to start. What am I supposed to do now? What am I supposed to do here?
Hold on. Yeah, just click on the link to the advanced reporting.
Let me see. And the link on the knee. Okay, let me click in the link, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
It'll come out like a 417 at the bottom. They started talking. It went back to like a, something from Google. Let me see if I can go back. No, I'm trying. It don't work for me for some reason.
It still doesn't work?
No, that means when for somebody call, I can get the call. Somebody call my number, they can get a call, but I'm just not going to be able to get the information for the customer. You know what I mean? I can probably see it when they say, normally, Locus Plus sounded like a test, and I'm able to find the number and stuff like that. Not a problem. But I'm not going to be able to log in my dashboard. This is the only thing can happen right now. I don't know when I got to be able to do that.
It's really weird. I mean, I really, really find it weird that you're not able to access your dashboard. Even with the right credentials, you're still not able to get into it.
No. I want to talk to my kids, see if they can help me out. He know more about this.
Yeah. I would recommend that.
I know he tried to guide me. I know you try to guide me to see what I can do. You try to guide me the best you can, and you have a lot of passion with me. But
no, it's totally okay with me. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to reset it one more time, okay? Now, since you mentioned you're going to have your kids help you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you present the latest email that we'll be sending you with your credentials. Okay. And then gain some assistance from them. Yes?
I'm sorry. You're going to send me the same email I wrote it down? This is going to be? Because the username...
It's going to be a different one. The username stays the same, but I'll send you a different password.
Okay. Not a problem. You want me to try it now? Will you send it to me?
I mean, yeah, you can. Just make sure that you refresh the page. Okay, refresh the page, and then make sure that you will be typing in the provided login credentials. I sent it to both email and SMS already. You should be getting it in a minute or two, so you could give it a try.
All right, thank you. Oh, man, I'm being punished.
No worries. No, it's totally okay. Just... give it another try, and then if it doesn't go through, ask for assistance from your kids. I'm sure you will be able to get into the dashboard.
This is a lazy kid, but sometimes he helps. They don't show up yet. Okay, okay, I got it.
Were you able to log in?
No, I got the email. I got the...
Oh, okay.
The password you sent me, that's what I got.
Mm-hmm, yep.
I'm gonna go now to dashboard, see what happens if I can with this one.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah, go ahead.
The password to sign to Local Splash. This is us now, different number. Mm-hmm. Let me see.
No, no, not different number, but different password this time. Again, this username should always be the same business phone number. The password should be a different one, but you should have, you know, you should be getting it.
Okay. Now I got it. Okay. Let me put on there. Okay. Let me do that again.
Okay, no, no spaces, okay? All short or like all regular cases, no capital letters or so.
Okay. Okay, see what happened.
Did you log in?
No, I said, see what happened. I don't know. Update.
Oh,
say
okay.
Again.
Update, okay.
Update, update your password and the bottom say
okay.
Now. Which one I do on the bottom?
Okay, hold on. Can you send me a screenshot of that page that you're at? I'm thinking when you log into it with us resetting the password,
oh, bro,
you are then
you.
Required. Yeah, you are then required to
hold
create
on. Then,
your own
then,
password.
I'm sorry, they maybe had to do it two times. I did it one time and come in blank and say update password. And then the bottom say, no now, but I put it now. You think I had to do it again?
No, not really.
Before
I think anything? You need to create your own password by then. If you click on now, then you would need to update your own password.
Okay, and what am I supposed to do? Because the screenshot is the one I sent to you. The first screenshot is the same thing. It'll happen now.
Mm-hmm. Can you click on not now instead?
Okay.
Okay,
okay.
Instead
click
of now,
now,
click on not now. Yeah.
Okay, I did. No now. And then I do it again. Put my username.
Mm-hmm.
Or log in.
Yep, log in.
This POS required down the password. They both say those both come in red. I gotta sit to my kids if he can help me out with that because it's a whole lot. I don't know what happened.
I'm thinking it's okay. I'm thinking you're just not sure about what to click on or like what links you need to click on when you try to log in. No, it's okay. Totally understandable. No pressure.
But help me
just,
out with that. Help me with the rest of the stuff we discuss. I'll be see if I can get
of
a little
course,
bit more.
Of course, I'll take care of the optimization process that I mentioned to you earlier. If you can ask your kids as well to go over the login process with you, that'll be perfect. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you for your help. You've
not
been very
a problem. Not a problem. One. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time too.
You have
anything
a beautiful
else
day.
I can help you out with?
No, no. This optimizes a little bit better my text if I can get a little bit
of
more.
Of course. I will. Take
you
care
know what
of me. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Of
you
course.
Have a really
yep.
beautiful day.
You too, Juan. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Bye.
Bye.